Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
ALFM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News.
New White House chief, diplomats expelled. I'm Elliot Francis. President Trump is looking for a fresh start with his new White House chief of staff, John Kelly, who takes over today. Kim Hutchinson reports.
The president announced the latest senior-level official to leave the administration via Twitter on Friday, ending the turbulent six-month tenure of former chief of staff, Reince Priebus. White House officials say the president was simply looking to move in another direction.
I think Reince was terribly effective, but was probably a little bit more laid-back and independent in the way he ran the office. And I think the president wants to go a different direction, wants a little bit more discipline, a little more structure in there.
Conversations between President Trump and Kelly reportedly began 2 weeks ago. The retired general is slated to spend his first day participating in cabinet meetings. I'm Kim Hutcherson reporting.
Russia is expelling hundreds of U.S. government workers from the diplomatic staff in Moscow. Correspondent Claire Sebastian.
It does look like it will be cut by more than half. The foreign ministry, when it initially announced this, said the final number could be no more than 455. And of course, the president has now said that the number that will be cut is 755. So it's an extremely serious measure.
A lawyer for the 18-year-old California woman accused of a deadly DUI crash that killed her sister says she's being treated unfairly.
18-year-old Abdulia Sanchez is facing six felony charges, including gross vehicular manslaughter and DUI. Merced County DA Harold Nutt.
This involves intoxication first and foremost.
Sanchez's lawyer, Ramnik Samral, says the blood test was not taken at the scene.
We don't know that she was drunk. That's the allegation, but anybody can say very easily that she's responsible for the death. She believes that, too. She said multiple times, for anybody that's seen the video, I killed my sister.
It means she crashed, but it doesn't mean there was a crime. And he says Sanchez's $500,000 bail violates the Eighth Amendment protection against excessive bail. Sanchez is due back in court next month. I'm Jim Roop.
New polling shows 64% of Americans are ready to move on from health care reform after the Senate's latest failed attempt Friday. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. A deadly and busy weekend for D.C. police. Two people killed, eight others wounded in seven separate incidents over a stretch of less than 24 hours. The incidents do not seem to be directly related to each other.
We have no way of predicting or preventing many of them, other than being where we're supposed to be. Unfortunately, a young man has lost his life as a result of this.
D.C. Police Commander David Taylor speaking at the scene of one of the fatal shooting Sunday. Police Chief Peter Newsom issued a tweet Sunday evening that read, "Very disheartened with the senseless shootings overnight. Help us prevent more from happening." A woman and two young boys are missing in Leesburg. 27-year-old Courtney Ash was last seen Friday night, leaving a family residence with her 5-year-old son Cameron and her 7-year-old cousin Jalen. The three were expected to return home but never did and were just reported missing yesterday. Police are looking for them in a 2002 blue Ford Taurus with Virginia tags. If you think you might have seen them, you're asked to call the Loudoun County Sheriff's Office. A member of the MS-13 gang from Texas wanted for a pair of murders in Houston was picked up in Arlington over the weekend. Douglas Alexander Herrera Hernandez is from El Salvador, and authorities say he is in the U.S. illegally. Police say he goes by the gang name Terror, and among his alleged victims was a teenager who had witnessed several MS-13-related murders. You can expect some construction-related delays on the Beltway in Montgomery County starting this week.
The road work is set to take place on the outer loop of the Beltway between Seminary Road and the I-270 West Spur, according to Charlie Gischler with Maryland State Highways.
Crews are going to begin the $8 million project by patching the pavement and then mill, which is the removal of the top layer of asphalt, pave and restripe the highway.
Single lane closures will happen during the day, and there will be some occasional multiple lane closures at night. The project's set to be completed next summer. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens at 21,830, the NASDAQ at 6,375 in sports.
To right field, into the corner. Home run! Zimmerman into the bullpen.
Bob Carpenter with the call on Masson as Ryan Zimmerman passed the great Frank Howard as D.C.'s all-time home run king. Zim hit a second homer as well in a losing cause as the Nats fell to the Rockies in a day game, then came back to get a split in the nightcap. The O's crushed the Rangers. Up next, traffic and weather, then Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hi, it's Chris Plant for Cars for Kids. Summer's here, and it's time to hit the road on your new set of wheels. Do you have an old car or boat you need to clear your driveway to make room for a new one? As anyone who sold a car recently can tell you, selling is a hassle you just don't want to deal with. From fielding the calls, texts, and emails from potential buyers to arranging the meetings with shady and unsavory characters that come your way, skip the headache and call Cars for Kids to pick up your vehicle. You'll love how simple and easy the donation process is, and you'll even get a tax-deductible receipt and a hotel voucher for your next vacation. Here's your chance to get away while the weather is still nice. You know the number, 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's Cars with a K, or go to carsforkids.com. They're reliable, and your car can be picked up within 48 hours, whatever works for you. Call now to donate your car, truck, van, or boat today.
5:05 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland on the Beltway, we do have a crash. Inner Loop in Silver Springs. So if you're heading from 270 and around toward College Park, the crash will be Inner Loop right as you come up to Colesville Road, exit for 29 Colesville, and the left lane is blocked. Right now, just an abrupt delay right as you approach the scene. So be very cautious again. Inner Loop after you pass George Avenue to Colesville. Outer Loop, you're fine. Nothing reported between 270 and the 270 spur. So that checks out fine. Quiet on 270. No worries here out of the Frederick area and down through to the Capitol Beltway. Road work on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway causing delays coming southbound before you get to Route 100. So do be alert to that. Northbound side, you're looking good. George Washington Parkway, no early problems. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Low dew points and lower temperatures over the weekend, and that rolls right on into this Monday. A few clouds, otherwise sunshine and warmer. 87, I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 55 in Gainesville, 59 in Beltsville, 68 at Reagan National. The GOP has a decision to make to move on or move back to health care. Get the latest at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Good morning. It is 5:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Yay! Happy Monday. Good morning. We have a fun show. Joining us at 7:05 is Joe DeGeneva, our legal analyst, and he'll talk to us on Podesta and comments on the new chief of staff. There's so much to talk to Joe about. At 8:05, it's Mercedes Schlapp, and at 8:35, Newt Gingrich is with us. Very exciting show. I'm Mary Walter, along with Vince Colonnais. Vince, good morning.
Hey, good morning. So, this is a very busy weekend for any number of reasons. We had a presidential tweet storm over the weekend. While the rest of us were catching a break from the work week, the president was persisting. And among the other things he was up to, he had dinner Saturday night with the incoming White House Chief of Staff, former Marine General John Kelly, now going to be former Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. And there's all eyes are on John Kelly this weekend. Everybody wants to know what's going to happen in a post-Reince Priebus world where John Kelly comes in to the White House and maybe, just maybe, consolidates all of that power struggling going on within the confines of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. You've got a lot of people. So let's look at some of this. There's now some reports that Ivanka and Jared, everybody, is going to offer wide deference to what John Kelly wants to do as chief of staff. That he's going to get the respect that he needs and deserves in order to do his job. Several times this weekend, people were asked on the Sunday shows whether or not all of the players would be reporting directly to John Kelly, including Anthony Scaramucci. Kellyanne Conway wasn't able to give clear answers on that when she was asked about it yesterday, I believe on Fox News Sunday. Everyone's sort of waiting until the meeting that they're supposed to have today, Monday, at the White House. Everybody's going to meet with John Kelly. So I think we'll have more answers by this evening about what his role in that White House will be, wherein there's been so much competing for power. The beginning of this administration, people kind of observed the president of the United States, and they said, look, it looks like he likes having a bunch of competing power centers in the White House so he can make decisions based on them. Whether it's Jared Kushner, Steve Bannon, Reince Priebus, Ivanka Trump, and now Anthony Scaramucci, many competing voices, all of whom can speak directly to the president and bend his ear. But is that a successful structure? And should it all be routed through a powerful chief of staff who can make sure the good stuff gets to the president, the tough stuff gets taken care of that the president doesn't have to deal with, and that that the best ideas are prepared before they're brought before the president of the United States? What should be done? So the question before us this week is, will John Kelly, the new White House chief of staff, be empowered, or will he face the same fate that Reince Priebus did, which is to be sidelined, to not be able to wield the power of a traditional White House chief of staff? What would you like to see done now that a Marine general is inside of President Trump's White House as his chief of staff? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL.
You know, what I find interesting is, you know, Ivanka and Jared have pretty much just functioned. They answer to President Trump. That's, at least that's what it seems to be, that they answer to President Trump. They're kind of almost above the White House staff. They have their own thing. They have their own line, just like Anthony Scaramucci says, I answer to the president. Didn't answer to the chief of staff. And I wonder if by getting Kelly in here, this is a way of maybe following a more traditional line of communication, a more traditional line of authority and a hierarchy. And maybe that's something that absolutely is needed. I don't know how you get Ivanka and Jared, though, into that hierarchy, unless maybe they have some kind of ethic where they can say, hey, we're at work right now. We're not going down the hall to go see my dad. I'm at work, so I have to go through Kelly. I can't just go down the hall to see my dad. Also, I saw an interesting piece on Ivanka this weekend where she said, I wish people would lower their expectations of me. You know, that people have so, I think there are such high expectations of Ivanka and Jared and the family in general because they are so successful.
Yeah.
That in one way there's these high expectations of them, but in the other hand, we want them to function in a more traditional White House way, administration way. So we want them to go through Kelly so that there is some kind of order. Maybe that would help straighten things out. I think a lot of us are frustrated by what is seen as chaos from this White House, inside the hierarchy, but yet at the same time they do have special status. So I think it's a very tough thing. You don't really see this a lot in White Houses where you have these people with this special status.
Well, Jonathan Swan, we spoke to last week. He's an Axios reporter. And he's widely believed to be close to Steve Bannon, but he's regularly credited with having some good insight into what's going on inside the White House. He tweeted yesterday, a source familiar tells him that Jared and Ivanka will follow General Kelly's lead in terms of protocol, access to Oval, and information flow. Whoa, that's heavy stuff that the president's own daughter is going to offer deference to the chief of staff. Let's see if it comes to fruition. But, you know, General Kelly has a lot of work ahead of him. The other thing that I think that the general needs to tackle is the thing that Anthony Scaramucci has been speaking about at length, taking on these White House leaks. There's a real issue here with making sure that everyone's on the same page. If you're going to serve the White House, if you're going to serve the president of the United States, you can't be serving your own self-interest the entire time and attacking other people within 1600 Penn. That's not your job. Your job is advancing the agenda of the president of the United States and, most importantly, working for the American people. If General Kelly can accomplish even half of that, I think he'll have moved the Trump administration in the right direction.
Absolutely, and I think that's maybe where Jared and Ivanka's work ethic comes in, where they can say, because they've worked for her father before, at least Ivanka has, and they could say, okay, at work, 9 to 5, we have to go through General Kelly, but hey, let's go have dinner at 6 and see how that works.
So do you think John Kelly, the incoming White House Chief of Staff, is going to be empowered to do the job? Should he be empowered to do the job, or do you think he'll be sidelined? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Let's begin with Ben in Winchester this morning. Good morning, Ben. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Hey, good morning. My thing is that, you know, Jared's his son-in-law, Ivanka's his daughter, and they're naturally going to get more FaceTime. And that's really the key with the president is FaceTime.
Yes.
And when his daughter calls, he's going to want to take the call. And I don't know anybody that can stop anybody from taking a call from their kid. If they want, you know, if they want to talk to their kid. My father-in-law is a retired Army captain. And, you know, unless the world was coming down on him at that particular moment, he would always take a call from his kid.
There's no reason to believe.
I mean, Bannon and Mooch and everybody else, like, they know.
Yes.
That, like, FaceTime, you know, time in front of the president is power. The more time you have, the more power you have.
Yeah, no, there's no question about that. I think you're right. I do think it's going to be, obviously, next to impossible to constrain a man who clearly shows a sign to sort of do whatever he wants, regardless of protocol, the president of the United States, President Trump, as in addition to working directly with his daughter. That's always going to be the case. He's always going to take that meeting. She's always going to be able to enter the Oval Office anytime she wants, it seems. But right now, at least in the beginning stages of this, you have John Kelly supposedly being empowered to help guide when Jared and Ivanka issue those policy discussions going forward. So what do you make of this? What do you make of a Marine joining the ranks of the White House as chief of staff? 888-630-9625. It's 5:15 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we'll take you around the Beltway, Maryland, Silver Spring area. Crash on the inner loop, not causing much of a delay, but that makes it even extra dangerous coming up on it at speed here. Inner loop as you approach Colesville Road in the left lane. So after you pass George Avenue on your way over to College Park, keep alert here at Colesville Road. Outer loop side, you're okay. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, has some slowdowns here. It was reported as road work southbound, south as you pass the exit for BWI past 195 before you get to Route 100. So unexpected delays there. On the northbound side, travel lanes open. No problems, Virginia, around the Beltway through Annandale, Tyson 66 off to a good start. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today it's sunny with a high of 87 degrees. Tonight, clear skies, low near 70. Tomorrow, you'll have a few afternoon clouds, mainly sunny, a high of 89 degrees. Currently in the nation's capital, it's 68 degrees and 517 on WMAL. General John Kelly, former Marine, current Secretary of Homeland Security, starting now as the Chief of Staff to the White House, replacing the exiting Reince Priebus. And do you think that's a good thing? Are you happy that Donald Trump has brought a Marine general into the White House? Clearly, what we've seen over the last week is that there's some infighting going on inside 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Anthony Scaramucci best illustrated that when he gave an interview to The New Yorker in which he attacked both Reince Priebus and Steve Bannon. Well, Reince is out now. It's not clear what Steve Bannon's future is if you know, he's under fire as well. So what's next? And will John Kelly be able to sort of bring all of those competing personalities to heel in the interest of the United States? It's a big task ahead of him. I don't think he'd take it unless he thought that he could do something good for the country here. Let's find out what you think of all of this. Let's go to Ron in Fairfax. Good morning, Ron. You're on Mornings on the Mall. What are you making of John Kelly's addition to the White House this week?
Yes, good morning. I actually had more of a question. One of the issues I understand was outstanding was the slow pace of vetting applicants for administration positions, sub-cabinet, stuff like that, because it seems to be very slow what's been, you know, filled in the government. And I don't know if it's all the Senate or just also, you know, that's also under the Chief of Staff's purview. And I was just wondering if that's something else that Kelly needs to address.
It certainly seems like it. I think it's been some combination. The White House has blamed the Democrats on this and said that the Senate has moved too slowly in confirming nominees. But meanwhile, there has been some blame directed at the Trump administration for moving too slowly on nominations as well, for not filling those positions as quickly as they could. And it would seem that this would be the perfect task for John Kelly to get to work on very quickly, because obviously You've got to, if you want to have a functioning government, you've got to have a bunch of leadership who has the same vision as the White House. So that's a great point, Ron. Thank you.
Thanks.
There's also just a perception that I think goes a long way, and I may be wrong on this, but I think just having someone in charge who is military, I think that sends a strong message to the people that are going to report to him, that this guy means business. There's that perception that someone in the military is you know, no BS, and I wonder if that just helps send that message to the people who are going to report to him that, okay, we mean business now. Fun is over. If you're the leaker, we're gonna find you, and yes, and you better do your job. Like there's that attitude with the whole appointment.
Could Reince Priebus and John Kelly be any more different?
Exactly. That's why I think President Trump went to the total opposite.
You have Reince Priebus, who, you know, he seems like a nice guy. He's definitely a great fundraiser for the RNC, but he's sort of a Mr. Rogers character. He's kind of just like, oh gee, you know, like kind of like, you know, much more, I don't know, milquetoast, to use that phrase. Mm-hmm. Not pejorative, just an objective read on Reince Priebus. Then you bring in John Kelly, a 4-star Marine general. This guy is going to be, as far as anybody can tell, no nonsense. He's definitely going to be much bigger presence. That photo where you have Anthony Scaramucci staring down Reince Priebus in the Oval Office, you think Scaramucci's going to tuck his thumbs into his belt and stare at John Kelly? Not on any day of his life is that going to happen. Never. So, yeah, I think we're instantly introducing gravitas to the White House by seeing General Kelly join the ranks. Let's go to Tom in Maryland, who's reacting to this morning. Tom, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning. I'm a former Marine gunnery sergeant, and I can tell you that the thing about Ivanka is that any Marine who's made it up to the level he made it to at some point in his career had someone, you know, a lieutenant or a enlisted man working for him that had a father who outranked him. So this is not going to be anything new for him. He knows how to give deference to what is a personal issue and what's a professional issue. So he's not going to limit their access for personal issues, but he'll find a way to talk to them and limit their access for professional issues. And add to that the fact that what he's going to do is he's not going to challenge President Trump in public, but all Marines are taught how to, when you think your leaders are making a bad decision, how to challenge them in private, where you're not calling them to the carpet as much. You're taught how to lead upstream. That's part of being a Marine. Any leadership class in the Marine Corps is going to teach you how to lead upstream. So I think this is a great hire.
Well, thank you, Tom. Yeah, that's a good point. The leadership qualities are an important addition. If you're craving in any way the White House to have a stronger sense of leadership, no matter where it comes from, a good place to start is the Chief of Staff. More from you in just a moment. 522 now on WMAL.
Attention, diabetics. Now you can get your testing supplies delivered to your home at little or no cost to you, plus free delivery and a free meter. Call the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline right now. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181.
This is such a blow to invest.
Do it right now. Breaking news.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets, fast-talking salespeople, long-term concerns, and Wall Street money traps. It might be easier to ignore it or deny it, or just hold on and tough it out and see where it goes. But if you're worried, unsure, unhappy, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Let me introduce you to my good friend Coach Pete right here on the Financial Safari. Whether you're retired, approaching retirement, or haven't even thought about it, now is the time to get protection from market volatility. Meet with Coach Pete and his team, and they can help you determine how much risk you're taking, as well as potential red flags that could cause problems for you down the road. Give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030. Again, that's 1-800-563-7030.
Whether you're looking to move up or change careers, make sure the education you invest in can give you skills to prepare you for that next step. University of Maryland University College offers degrees online from a public state university to provide the education your future demands. Hear from alumni like cyber graduate Kate.
When I mentioned UMUC, everybody's eyes lit up in the room because they knew that program had a good reputation in the industry.
MBA graduate Andre.
The real life experience of my teachers at UMUC was absolutely invaluable.
Health informatics graduate Ebony.
Every class that I had applied to what I was doing at work.
And communications graduate Monique.
The fact that UMUC is part of the University System of Maryland means that it's a quality education.
Find out how UMUC can work for you. Get started on fulfilling your dreams with one of our 90-plus programs and specializations. No application fee if you apply before August 7th. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
It's 525 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And a couple of items heading through town. First, in Northwest 17th Street, right now between Pennsylvania Avenue and 8th Street, they blocked that off with a crash. With flooding from the weekend, we still have an area of Scott Circle under 16th Street under Scott Circle closed, but you can use the overhead service lanes that'll take you around the circle. But again, 16th under the Scott Circle area, that's still closed. No problems to report right now. Let's take you in from the west on 66. Maryland Beltway Interloop at Colesville Road incident cleared out of the left lane, not causing too much of any delay there. So just keep alert for some activity now on the shoulder. Baltimore Washington Parkway still seeing up some of that volume southbound as you head down toward 195 and extending down Route 100. So early delays there. We had some construction reported. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Nice looking weather forecast here as we head through the next couple of days. Warmer temperatures on the move. We'll get back closer to normal, which is in the upper 80s. Should get pretty close today. A few clouds, low humidity, 87. Tonight, clear, 70. Sunshine and clouds tomorrow, 89. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 68 degrees, 526 on WMAL. Marine General John Kelly joining the White House today. He'll have his first meeting with the White House staff today after having dinner with the President of the United States Saturday at the Trump International Hotel in Washington, D.C. What do you think John Kelly will do in the job, and will it be a successful addition to the White House? Let's go to Al in Silver Spring, who's listening in this morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Al, good morning.
Good morning. You know, I've always said that Mr. Trump was independent running as a Republican.
Yes.
And I think he's moving to consolidate his position, get rid of all the establishment figures. And I think we're going to have a real problem with Congress. I think he's alienating a lot of the Republicans, and I'm afraid he's not going to get anything done in Congress.
So I'm going to unpack this for a moment. The first part is that he's independent. He's removing the establishment guys. That would widely be seen mostly with applause from his base, that he's moving away from establishment people, right?
Well, that's true. Don't forget, he was also a Democrat
yes.
at one time, and Ivanka and Jared were both Democrats just before the election. They had to switch.
And to your second point, I would say that, you know, there's the generals have done well among members of Congress, both parties, and there's a chance here that John Kelly could actually establish some good relationships with these members of Congress. Let's hold out some hope instead of prejudging that. For now, I think it could actually work. 528 now on WMAL.
When considering a real estate agent to sell your home, do you know if the agent has a solid marketing plan? Frank Prindle and Associates for RE/MAX Allegiance will create demand and sell your home faster and for more money than other local agents with his unique marketing system. Doug and Jen listed their home with another agent with no success. They called Frank, and his marketing generated multiple offers and a contract in less than 30 days. You see, there's no risk to working with Frank. He'll sell your home for a price and a deadline you agree upon, or Frank will buy it, guaranteed. That's why, in addition to Frank's thousands of satisfied customers, he's been endorsed by Fox News Channel's Sean Hannity and maintains the exclusive support of real estate mogul Barbara Corcoran in Metro DC. So call the only agent you need when you're ready to sell your home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. That number again, 703-399-4538. Or online at itrustfrank.com. That's itrustfrank.com.
85% of people looking to purchase a home call a real estate agent prior to getting approved for a mortgage. That's like buying a car without a driver's license. It just doesn't make sense. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and we're the preferred lender for first-time homebuyers and have a record of getting clients to settlement as well as pairing buyers with qualified real estate agents. Our phone number is 202-625-1221, and our website is cornerstonefirst.com. The new VA IRRLS, or Interest Rate Reduction Refinance Loan, allows those veterans with a current VA loan to refinance to a much lower rate with no appraisal. That's right, no appraisal, so equity is not an issue. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and VA also allows up to 100% cash out. Our phone number is 202-625-1221, and our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission, MC-2271.
All right, take that cup of coffee down and put it down a little bit slowly. I don't want you to spill it. Nancy Pelosi blames Hillary Clinton for losing the election. Whoa! In addition, she claims that the Democrats, their message is the same message it's always been. It needs to be heard with more clarity. Clarity, folks. You just weren't listening right the whole time. We'll talk about that. 5:30, WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. D.C. police are scrambling after a series of 7 shooting incidents between Saturday night and Sunday night that left 2 dead and 8 others wounded. 5 of the incidents were in Northeast, the other 2 in Northwest D.C. In a tweet, Police Chief Peter Newsham says he's very disheartened by the shootings, and he's asking for the public's help in solving the crimes. That includes an increase in reward money up to $10,000 for tips that lead to a conviction in a shooting. We're used to things slowing down around here by this point of the summer, but slowing down's not on the White House agenda this week.
Mr. Trump wrote Sunday, "Don't give up, Republican senators. The world is watching. Repeal and replace." Saturday, he tweeted, "Unless the Republican senators are total quitters, repeal and replace is not dead." It is one of the new issues facing Chief of Staff John Kelly, who starts today. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell wants to move on to other things, and the House has already left for August recess. Bob Costantini, Washington.
A 27-year-old Leesburg woman and 2 young boys are missing. Courtney Ash was last seen with her 5-year-old son Cameron and 7-year-old cousin Jalen on Friday night. They left a family residence and were expected to return, but never did. Police believe they may be in a 2002 blue Ford Taurus with Virginia tags. If you think you've seen them, you're asked to call the Loudoun County Sheriff's Office. A dozen inmates broke out of a county jail in Alabama over the weekend, and 2 of them are still out there somewhere.
The escapees were imprisoned on charges ranging from attempted murder, robbery, and domestic violence to drug possession and failure to appear in court on a disorderly conduct charge. The inmates, all men, range in age from 18 to 30. No details on when or how the escape occurred were available. I'm Bill Michaels.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,830, the NASDAQ at 63.75. In sports, the Nats split a doubleheader with the Rockies. Ryan Zimmerman hits a pair of homers in the opener to pass Frank Howard as D.C.'s all-time home run king. And the Orioles crush the Rangers 10-6. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
I want to tell you about EMP 180 Weight Loss. I've been telling you a lot about how I've kept the weight off, right? I lost almost 40 pounds with my New Year's resolution, and I lost it in just under 4 months, and I've kept that weight off because of the maintenance program. You know, losing weight is one thing, keeping it off is another. It's changed my life, EMP 180 Weight Loss has, but I want to go for a moment back to when I decided I need to make this change, when I looked in the mirror and recognized, you know, I don't look right, I don't feel right, the clothes don't fit me right, I'm not feeling the way I'm supposed to feel because I'm sore in my joints, or I'm winded going upstairs at the Metro. If you're like that, if you're with me, please, I implore you, call EMP 180 Weight Loss. Check it out. Just talk to them. Find out what the program is and how it's going to work for you, because it works. And it's time. EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com. Or call them. Here's the number, 703-992-0620. Schedule your consultation today. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and my good friends and realtors Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams are so easy to recommend because they help so many people across the area to sell their homes for top dollar. Don't just take it from me. Listen to what Anthony and Amber said. They said, we hired Sarah and Debbie Reynolds after having our home listed with multiple agents that had no luck selling it. Then the Reynolds Team put together an aggressive marketing plan using their qualified buyers in their database. They sold our home in record time for top dollar. If you want the complete package from a real estate team, I strongly recommend calling Sarah and Debbie Reynolds. See what I mean? Now that's an endorsement, and they know what they're talking about. Sarah and Debbie and their team sold over 250 homes last year, and they can help you just like they helped Anthony and Amber. Don't just call any realtor when you can have the best working for a fast sale and for top dollar. Call the Reynolds Team, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. And remember, Debbie has the buyers. That's right, Debbie has the buyers. Call today.
Think about it. Your kitchen is the center of activity in your home. It's a place for parties, snacks, to do homework, or to spread out your craft project. So when you remodel your kitchen, let your imagination soar beyond meal preparation and dream about the many possibilities. And if you consider moving a window, door, or wall, the possibilities multiply. For over 30 years, Cabinet Discounters experienced designers have helped people just like you create exciting, family-friendly kitchens. Just look at the fantastic projects we've done in the photo gallery on our website, CabinetDiscounters.com. Call for free consultation with an experienced designer. Then visit one of Cabinet Discounters' 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia to see for yourself all the things we can offer. Find showroom hours, locations, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
Check out this month's special offers and find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters, great quality, great price.
535 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Baltimore-Washington Parkway still seeing some of this volume southbound as we come past 195. No problems to report on the northbound side. Beyond through Laurel and down to the Beltway, that looks good. For 270 southbound, just starting to see just a little bit of stop and go with the Monocacy. And as you approach and pass the exit for 109, better a Beltway Silver Spring. You've heard me talk about the crash interloop at Colesville Road. That's gone, as are the delays on the Maryland Beltway. On the Virginia Beltway, looking great. Great start here through Annandale, Tysons. No worries to the Wilson Bridge. 95 northbound through Stafford to Aquia, seeing those delays increasing. Now from Garage Door Repair, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Real good-looking Monday. Enjoyed a few high clouds, filter sunshine throughout the daytime hours. A nice, pleasant start, a decent finish. Just a little warmer, 87. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 55 in Warrenton, 59 in Frederick, 67 at Reagan National. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. AM 630.
Good morning, 537 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Monday morning. Joining us at 7:05, it is legal analyst Joe DeGeneva. So much to talk, actually all of our guests today, there's just so much to talk to them about. At 8:05, it's Mercedes Schlapp, and at 8:35, Newt Gingrich will be joining us. We have a packed show. I'm Mary Walter with Vince Colonnais. Good morning, Vince.
Good morning. Man, this was a crazy weekend for a number of reasons. One of them was that Nancy Pelosi finally came to her senses. I know. You don't believe me. I'm going to give you some evidence, though. Nancy Pelosi was on with Chris Wallace on Fox News Sunday this weekend, and she finally admitted it, that Hillary Clinton may have been the person who lost the election for herself. Here, listen to this.
Chuck Schumer said something interesting the other day, and I want to ask you about it. We're going to put it on the screen. When you lose to somebody who has 40% popularity, you don't blame other things, Comey, Russia, you blame yourself. So what did we do wrong? People didn't know what we stood for, just what that we were against Trump and still believe that. We're going to get to your new agenda in a minute, but I want to ask you the specific question. Do you agree with Senator Schumer that Russia and Comey were not what beat Hillary Clinton?
Well, I think that they had an influence. There's absolutely no question about that. But when you have a campaign, you're responsible for your campaign. I don't even want to go into that.
When you have a campaign, you're responsible for your campaign. Well, that sure sounds like you're blaming Hillary Clinton there, Nancy Pelosi. So Nancy finally coming along, the congresswoman saying, look, it was Hillary's fault. It was Hillary's fault.
Do you think part of that, we saw Chuck Schumer come out last week and say the same thing. Do you think part of that is because it's starting to dawn on them that this whole Russia collusion thing really isn't happening? There's nothing happening there with the Russia collusion thing. And that they're going to just slowly, quietly just stop screaming about Russia, Russia, Russia. Could that possibly be what's happening here?
Well, it's exhausting, and especially because it hasn't yielded enough for them to find him impeachable. They're moved on, of course, to obstruction. Collusion has collapsed. And we've seen routinely, I think either the New York Times or the Washington Post even this weekend had a big piece about, this whole thing's kind of fallen apart.
Yep, both of them had it. The Washington, papers had it. And I almost fell over when I saw that they're even saying, oh, the whole Russia collusion thing may be crumbling. So now who's left to blame? Oh, wait, Hillary Clinton.
Yeah. The best part of that was the pieces were like, oh, it's been so overhyped. There's been all these people just screaming about it. I feel like you were party to that, actually. Meanwhile, more with Chris Wallace and Nancy Pelosi. She got into some conversation about the Democrats' better deal. You'll remember this, that Chuck Schumer pitched last Monday, including things like better wages, better jobs, better skills, better money, better pizza, Papa John's, the whole deal. She was asked yesterday by Chris Wallace about this and what that means exactly.
I do want to go into our better deal.
Okay,
better
let me ask. I'm going to ask you about it because Democrats put out a new agenda this week called a better deal. Let's put some of it up on the screen. You call for higher wages, lower prescription drug costs, as you just said, job training, infrastructure. Leader Pelosi, I'm not saying anything, any of that is wrong.
Okay.
What I am saying is that none of it is new. We've been hearing it for years. We heard it from the Democrats and Hillary Clinton in 2016. And you lost.
No, well, we're going to hear it with more clarity.
Clarity. That's all. We just need you to hear it better. You've just been deaf to our great ideas. Now it's time for you to listen to them. Listen. So Nancy Pelosi insisting that the ideas don't need to change. It's just the forcefulness with which we convey them.
Well, I just love that Chris Wallace was just so polite about the whole thing. He goes, no offense here, but... we've heard all this before. There is nothing. And the irony of it is she says, well, we just need to say it with better clarity. Hillary Clinton didn't have a platform. The Democrats were running on nothing other than, I'm not Donald Trump, and we have to stop Donald Trump. What is this? This whole new thing that they've rolled out other than platitudes and memes? There are no plans attached with any of this.
So what do you think? Do you think that the Democrats just need to convey their message with more clarity and Americans will go running into their arms? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Mary, I'm struck by this, and for a number of reasons. One of them is that recent polling has shown that the majority of the country believe that the Democratic Party stands for nothing except for opposing Donald Trump.
And I find that interesting because that poll, and I think we've spoken about it in the past, the interesting thing about it is that it's also Democrats who feel the same way. This is not just a Republican or independent poll. Democrats feel the same way, that they really don't have much of a platform other than, as you said, opposing Donald Trump. And that clearly didn't sell because Hillary lost a lot of their base. A lot of the Democrat base didn't turn out for Hillary. They turned out for Donald Trump. They lost the blue-collar voters. So I don't know if this new meme, this new slogan, which doesn't even fit on a bumper sticker, is going to solve that problem for them unless they start to roll out plans or say, this is how we're going to do that.
The challenge is to be a workers' party. If you're going to be a workers' party, you can't be an identity politics party. I'm sorry. It just doesn't work.
True.
And here's why. If you're going to be like, we illegal immigrants are at the top of our totem pole, you're doing that at the expense of American workers. And the reason for that is because you're wrapped up in a race issue. Additionally, you know, if you're going to go around, you know, claiming inclusivity, eventually it's going to bite you in the butt when you're like, you're not even in a position where you can criticize Muslim terrorists for fear that doing that is considered Islamophobic. You've literally painted yourself into a corner, and American voters have not responded well to that. So the party needs to figure it out. identity politics or worker party? Which are you going to be? But Nancy Pelosi insisting today that clarity is the only problem. Just voters haven't heard our message clear enough. Do you think that's the case? 888-630-9625. It's 543 on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. U.S. Special Ops and Naval Forces recently concluded training with Ukrainian Special Ops and Naval Forces during Seabreeze 2017. An annual fixture in the Black Sea region, Seabreeze is a U.S. and Ukrainian co-hosted multinational maritime exercise. More at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Are you single and trying to meet new people through online dating sites? Why, that's a fine idea. Maybe you'll find just the right person using a computer. Maybe you'll be checking your date site inbox one day, and a message will come in saying that you are the first profile she's ever responded to because, well, just reading it, she knew right away you were perfect. Maybe you'll agree to meet, and she'll be stunning, and laugh at all your jokes, and she'll say you're even better looking in person, and you'll fall in love. And it will turn out she's really a famous Hollywood actress, too. Or maybe you should call It's Just Lunch. It's Just Lunch doesn't use computer algorithms. It uses matchmakers, real live people who are going to get you out on some real dates for some real fun, real fast. And that could actually change your life for real. It's Just Lunch, a smarter way to date.
Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
It's 545 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vince, we have some troubles in the Lorton area for commuters that use Route 1 Richmond Highway. Going to be in the southbound direction for the crash, but they've stopped all traffic southbound Route 1 before you get to Giles Run Road. Puts it south of Gunston Cove Road, so be prepared for police there at the scene. Northbound, they're telling me you can get through, but I am mostly seeing, again, that southbound delay on the approach Route 1 before you get to Giles Run Road. On the Interstate 95, northbound through Stafford and Aquia, we have the stop and go. And again, as you pass the Potomac Mill sign coming out of Dale City toward the Occoquan, that's pretty normal there. From Maryland on the 95 stretch, wide open as you come south past Route 100 into Laurel, Calverton, and down through to the Beltway. It's the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Just can't get rid of these delays. Had some overnight road work. Southbound BW Parkway still slows, approaching and passing 195. Northbound open, no delay. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good-looking weather rolling right into the first part of the new week and the new month. Last day of the month today, some high clouds with sunshine, 87. Tonight, clear. We bottom out down near 70 degrees, 60s outside of town. Sunshine with a few afternoon clouds tomorrow, up to a warmer 89 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 68 degrees, 547 on WMAL.
For the first time since 2006, the House, the Congressional Democrats are in charge of the message. In 06, we were in charge, we won. We had a Democratic president after that in 08 and that time on a very successful presidency. Now it is our turn to win the Congress for the American people. But elections are more than about winning the election. They're about having a discussion about how we go forward.
But they're all about winning the election. That's what an election
is. No, it's about winning on the issues.
It's not about winning elections, says the losing party. That's what losers say. Nancy Pelosi arguing that the Democratic Party just needs to speak with more clarity. Yeah, the issues haven't changed, but if we only say them with more clarity and the voters will understand them, they'll come running into our arms. Let's find out what you think. Let's go to Kevin in Southern Maryland. Good morning, Kevin. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hope you had a great weekend.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was listening to you. I mean, my thought is my hearing isn't that good, and not only would better clarity help, but if they turn the volume up, I mean, just say the same things, but say it louder and louder.
Yeah, that always works.
Help me out, because I know when I'm sitting in a meeting at work, if I disagree with somebody and I explain why I disagree, sometimes they will just say the same thing to me, but they'll say it a lot louder, and that helps me understand it.
Right. Just more forceful.
Absolutely.
I love that.
Turn the volume up.
That's unbelievable. Yeah, no, that'll work if they just start shouting, getting everybody on board with that. Maxine Waters is trying it. She's impeached 45. She's screaming out of her lungs. That'll work. That'll definitely impeach the president.
That's pretty much how our post-show meetings always go. Vince just says it louder to me when I say I don't understand.
No, I need more time, Mary. Thank you, Kevin. Let's go to Bill in Maryland. You're up next on Mornings on the Mall. Bill, do you think the Democratic Party just needs to speak with more clarity to win voters over?
No, I just think we've been asleep and we're awake now. And I think we're going to start looking at what all politicians are putting across the board, what they stand for, the laws they are going to try and pass. And I just don't, you know, I want to urge everybody that woke up, especially because of Obamacare, that woke me up. And I just think that I want to urge everybody, don't fall back asleep. Stay in this thing. No matter what.
Yeah. Well, Democrats, so the American public has woken up, and regardless of what Democrats are pitching here, they're not for it. Thank you, Bill. Let's go to the other Bill from Maryland, who happens to be here with us as well on line four. Bill, thanks for joining Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning.
I think the Democratic Party has made it very clear. They've made it clear that they're against police officers. They made it clear that they're against the American worker and for illegal immigration. They've made it clear that they're for taking away our freedoms, our choices in life as far as our health care and things of that sort. They've made their message very clear, and that's why people are reaching out and they're going for somebody like Donald Trump. And of all things, now they're going for rock singers. It's amazing what they're willing to try to avoid the Democratic Party.
Yeah, literally going to Kid Rock, of all people. When you're exactly. running into the arms of Kid Rock, something's wrong. Something's...
I mean, can you imagine that message?
No, good point, Bill. And, you know, I think back, to your point, I think back during the election to Hillary Clinton saying out loud that that fundamental religious beliefs in this country have to change to accommodate abortion. You remember this? This was early in the election. Hillary gets up on stage and says that fundamental beliefs have to change because this country's changing whether or not religion's changing. And I was so struck by that moment because I thought, one, it was an honest moment, which we consider a gaffe in politics, and two, it illuminated for the average American voter what she truly believed and how out of sync she was in general with many Americans.
Yeah, it's interesting that Republicans who are painted as the party of the wealthy seem to be, at least on the surface, more in touch with the rest of us than the Democrats, the party of the worker, are.
It was, and it was really on display. I don't think clarity of message is going to work, Nancy. It might take a little bit of a change, a little bit of a tweak. 5:51 now, time for Al Rushbo.
Okay, so last October, Donald Trump opened the Trump International Hotel in Washington near the White House. It was a grand old post office that had long been vacant. Trump signed a 60-year lease with the feds in 2013 and then spent more than a couple $100 million to turn the building into a luxury hotel. Now, ever since he won the election, Democrats have been trying to turn that hotel into a political liability for Trump. They claim that it's unconstitutional for President Trump to have any connection with the hotel, even after he divested himself of day-to-day involvement with his company. The Democrats continue to complain and whine and moan. Last week, the Government Services Administration, a GSA, which oversees federal properties, sent Donald Trump Jr. a letter. It said the property is in full compliance with federal law because Trump Sr. will receive no direct proceeds from it while he is POTUS. The letter also said the deal has benefited the government. By the time the hotel opened, it had already generated over $5 million in income to the government, which had been losing millions each year on the property. Now, that should be the end of the story, but it's not, because the Democrats are still fuming. Now they're complaining that even though Trump won't benefit from the deal while he's president, he will after his term ends in 2024. There's no pleasing these people, ever, which is why It really is best to ignore him, folks. Life gets so much better when you do.
General all-round good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
If you know the value of good machines, then it's high time we got together. We're Bailey Industrial, builders of metal and woodworking equipment, hardworking machines for hardworking people. We stand behind our equipment and make sure our equipment stands behind you, offering you the after-sale support you need to keep your shop running smoothly, which means making sure you have what you need when you need it, typically shipping within 72 hours or less. So whether you're a fabricator or manufacturer of metal or wood products, go to Bailey.com or call 920-MACHINE and we'll send you a catalog. That's right, friend, over 400 pages of what you love most, machines. So whatever you're looking to build or manufacture, do it with Bailey Industrial, the company you can trust to give you the equipment and service you can rely on. That's B-A-I-L-E-I-G-H. Bailey, because if it's worth doing right, it's only right to do it with Bailey. So call 920-MACHINE or go to Bailey.com now and pick up your free catalog.
Listen Sunday at 1 p.m. for the Underwriter's Corner here on Washington's Mall, WMAL. Bill Parisi, host of the Underwriter's Corner, has been an underwriter at First Preference Mortgage for more than 20 years. Listen as Bill shares his years of experience and expertise, answering questions about refinancing and about purchasing a home. During the program, First Preference Mortgage will have loan officers available to assist you. These officers are real experts, standing by to offer friendly advice. And really, when was the last time you were able to get a real person on the phone to talk about your mortgage? The professionals at First Preference Mortgage have a wide variety of programs available for financing and obtaining a mortgage. Find out which one's right for you, or even how you can borrow extra money to do repairs and renovations before you move into a new home. The loan officers from First Preference will be available to answer your questions Sunday at 1 p.m. So listen for the Underwriter's Corner with your host, Bill Parisi, here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
It's 5:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Slowly getting along on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Crews say it was late clearing. Road work southbound BW Parkway. It'll be as you approach the exit for BWI Airport near 195, so expect this delay. It's lengthy here, but again, looks like they have reporting that lanes are now open. Again, late road work there. Northbound side Baltimore-Washington Parkway. As you approach 195, no delay. There's no road work, no problem. So you're good to go. On 95, no early issues. Maryland, south from Route 100 and down to Calverton to join the Beltway. Virginia 95, a typical stop and go through Aquia and again in Dale City. Lorton area on Route 1 for the crash. It's in the southbound direction of Route 1 Richmond Highway before you get to Giles Run Road. That's after Gunston Cove. Northbound side open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Real good looking Monday. Enjoyed a few high clouds filter sunshine throughout the daytime hours. A nice pleasant start and a decent finish. Just a little warmer, 87. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 68 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Staples.
Staples has low prices on everything your kids need to head back to school with confidence for less. Right now, 5-star one subject notebooks, Elmer's 6 plus 2 packs of glue sticks, and 4 packs of 3x3 yellow post-it notes are just $2.50 while supplies last. Ends 8/5. Limit 5 in store only. Staples, it's pro time.
Join best-selling humorist and author David Sedaris at Wolf Trap, August 19th. Sedaris brings his storytelling to the stage, transforming tales of ordinary life into satirical vignettes and witty social commentaries. The evening also includes an entertaining Q&A and book signing. David Sedaris, live at Wolf Trap. Tickets on sale now at wolftrap.org or call 877-WOLF-TRAP. Wolf Trap. Summer has never sounded better.
Fabric, individual strands woven together to form a strong protective bond. In today's world of cybersecurity, there's one virtual fabric that can protect your entire infrastructure from cyber attacks. Fortinet Security Fabric. Cloud security, advanced threat protection, internal segmentation, and secure access for your agency, all under the most powerful and automated security system in the industry. Fortinet, your cybersecurity blanket. Learn more about this American success story at fortinetfederal.com.
Hey, do you have a house that you're just not sure what to do with? You know, maybe you're an accidental landlord or you're a DIYer and you're done doing it yourself, right? Because of the time suck. Maybe you're relocating, combining households, just don't want to pay your mortgage anymore. Larry O'Connor here. And no matter what your situation might be, I've got a solution for you. Renting with Renter's Warehouse could be the best option for consistent monthly cash flow. Here's how it works. Renter's Warehouse finds quality tenants in just 17 days on average, and then you choose who rents your home. And they warranty them for free, so if they don't work out, Renter's Warehouse replaces them for free. Plus, you get rent collection, maintenance coordination, all the paperwork covered for just one flat, low monthly fee. And no, the fee never changes. You pay no upfront fees, no binding contracts. You can cancel at any time. Go to renterswarehouse.com. You'll get a free home rental price analysis. Or call them 202-897-2822 to speak to a rent estate advisor right now.
85% of people looking to purchase a home call a real estate agent prior to getting approved for a mortgage. That's like buying a car without a driver's license. It just doesn't make sense. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and we're the preferred lender for first-time homebuyers and have a record of getting clients to settlement as well as pairing buyers with qualified real estate agents. Our phone number is 202-625-1221, and our website is cornerstonefirst.com. The new VA IRRLS, or Interest Rate Reduction Refinance Loan, allows those veterans with a current VA loan to refinance to a much lower rate with no appraisal. That's right, no appraisal, so equity is not an issue. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and VA also allows up to 100% cash out. Our phone number is 202-625-1221, and our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission, MC-2271.
All right, here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
Well, the New York Post is reporting that Anthony Scaramucci's wife has demanded a divorce. She allegedly filed 3 weeks ago when she was 9 months pregnant. And guess who was not in the delivery room with her? Is that a deal breaker? Because it would be for me.
That's because he was working for the president, Mary. We'll debate that.
Unless you're deployed.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.